makes
all right,
it easy.
Okay.
Did
you eat your jelly full?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Oh, yeah.
There, are you good enough?
Yeah.
Cool. Here, I'll take the plate.
Thank you.
You want anything else?
Oh, not yet.
Dustin pushed that plate out of your lap.
He really did. I saw you push it out of your lap.
I'm getting these crumbs off you, bro. There's some crumbs in your lap there.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh,
that's a
problem.
Hello.
Hello, I know.
All right.
You want something to drink before you start?
I'll take a sip of something.
Okay. We got
Sprite. I'll get a little drink. Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? You all right? What's going on? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a good workout for the cat.
Is that picture right there? It's a transient long term. It's a bad transient.
It was stopped.
Yeah.
And it was an accident.
Oh.
And I drive a daycare van. I'm two jobs.
Okay.
And I was all done. That's about done. And I saw all the train. Train stopped. Got past the train after a while.
Excuse me.
Car accident. I said, come on.
Why is that? I'm glad you said what else could happen.
Saying,
I'm glad you didn't say that.
What else could happen?
When
I dropped the kids off, it was a parent outside that locked their child in the car. And I said, oh. But luckily, it was two other male parents coming to pick up their kids, and they helped her out.
That's what
I said. Thank you, Lord. I can't thank another one. But I do apologize, everybody, for being late. I'm never late. But just so happens today, this was nothing I had no control over. But I'm here, and I made it. I appreciate each and every person that is here. And again, I apologize.
And that's all right. That's okay.
So,
they want to hear.
Okay.
About this scapegoat.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this. I promise I won't keep you too long. But I guess this is fitting because I had no control over nothing that happened to me today. And this is sort of how I felt about President Obama right now. Him not having control over a lot of situations that go on within the United States, within our families, personally. And this piece here, I titled it Scapegoat. I titled this piece Scapegoat because of just those, for those reasons why. I know we all see, I like to watch politics a lot. I get into it a little bit. And one thing that I found as I'm reading or as I'm watching any politician is them not having control over certain situations. And I titled this piece because as Americans, I found these last 8 years or so that he's been in office, a lot of people, and I'm saying Americans in general, has used, to me, and this is all my opinion, has used our president as a scapegoat for situations that happen within this country and within companies all across the United States, business, school, family, or what have you. So what I did was, as I was watching interviews and different things, that word scapegoat came to mind. And you hear that, I've heard that word years, all my life, scapegoat, scapegoat. But this time, something resonated. And I said, I'm going to find out what this word really means. So what I did, I researched it, and it came back. Through my research, I found out that they used that term in Old Testament biblical days where the priest would get this goat, and everybody within this community or what have you, they will all pour their sins and faults onto this goat. And then they'll send the goat out into the wilderness all by itself to carry all these burdens that they had, and they put it on this one goat. So that was one of the reasons why I titled it Scapegoat. And aesthetically, I added this goat tail on here to make it more fitting as well. And these little stickies here, it has a lot of comments about, it's put here sarcastically. A lot of comments like, our president doesn't have anything to do with us personally, with our weight, our lifestyle, like obesity I put here. He really doesn't have anything with LeBron James going back to Cleveland. And I put that sarcastically just because of the reason. And if anybody have any questions, you can stop me at any time as we talk about it. But a lot of my paintings and a lot of my works that I've been doing has related to African-American history and traumatic events that has happened through these years from slavery all on up to this time. So, and this piece here is one of the most recent ones that were more sort of up to date to now, because like I said, I was dealing with slavery, civil rights, and things of that nature for the history department as well. So this piece here, it is one of my largest pieces that I've worked with in this mixed media. It's painting, it's digital transfers, and assemblage. So, and that's one area that I've grown to love is doing assemblage paintings and adding all type of media within my works. So this piece here, again, is just a view of the president looking out into some of the situations that he's been dealing with while he's been president. And here, this is representative of immigration. This middle piece here is the things that's going on in Washington. So I put the Capitol building here. And this piece here is symbolizing war and some decisions he had to make with that. And the economy as far as jobs. And this middle piece, again, with the Wall Street as far as American finances. And here, education, I got the kids up there. And the middle piece were the world flags, just kind of symbolizing all the other countries that he has to deal with as well, and not just the United States. And I put the eagle up there, representative of the eagle soaring past. Even though you have all these things that you have to deal with, but the eagle is the highest flying bird, and he soars above all those situations. So that's why I wanted to put him in there. And like I said, I've learned a lot about art. And not just how to paint or anything, but having content and things within your work. Here at the UNCB Art Department, I didn't realize, I knew I would get trained right on how to paint and different things like that, but the professors there, as far as history, I didn't really know a whole lot about the history of painting. And that absolutely helped me a whole lot as I'm developing as an artist, because you want to have variety and some content within your work. So our history classes that we had over here at UNCP, it really helped me develop some more character and more things into my work. So I want to say thank you to Dr. Lightfoot and all the other professors here, even the students that we all collaborated with, bouncing back ideas and different things like that. So, UNCP Arts Department, go Rock. But, like I said, I do apologize again for being a little late, but every piece of material that I use within my work, I use it for a reason. And, like here, you got these chains, and then you got these two toy elephants and donkeys that represent Republican Democrats. And for me, again, if you see grown people on TV arguing and bickering, it kind of reminds me of children.